morning, everyone. I will present the effect of our nitrification inhibitor GMPSA on some trials we did in Spain on yield, mineral undynamics, and N2O emissions. These are the contributors. So first, about a little bit about what are nitrification inhibitors, what is GMPSA, some brief overview of our agroecological and yield trials, and a summary and the outlook. So what are nitrification inhibitors? Nitrification inhibitors basically stabilize the ammonium in ammonium or amide-based fertilizers by blocking the ammonium monooxygenase of the bacteria. They safeguard and increase the unavailability, mostly improve yields due to this, and the nutrient use efficiency. Most reason because why we introduced these nitrification inhibitors around 10, 20 years ago in Europe were to reduce nitrate leaching and to reduce N2O emissions. There are a few studies comparing different. The most recent one is from Abalos. GMPP is not, in this study, is not the best in productivity change, but they have a really low number of trials evaluated. And from greenhouse gas emission reduction, a study from Akiyama showed that basically GMPP was one of the most effective nitrification inhibitors in reducing nitrous oxide emissions. GMPSA is a successor of our current product, dimethyl pyrazole phosphate. So the new one is dimethyl pyrazole succinic acid. The difference is that it is more compatible with other fertilizers. Usually there is a tendency that DMPP is not compatible with every fertilizer, it's only compatible with some fertilizers. And CAN, DAP were not available to inhibit with a nitrification inhibitor before. It has a better release curve of DMPP, means it has a longer stability of nitrification inhibitor, and it's much more environmental friendly. Our studies were done in Spain. Our treatments were basically a calcium ammonium nitrate with 27 nitrogen, and then we added to the CAN a DMPSA and a control with no fertilizer. Crop was corn. We measured different greenhouse gases, N2O, methane, CO2, and nitrate oxide in a static chamber method, and the crop was a maize. In addition, we did a 15N study in order to see where is the nitrogen emitted from. In Germany, we made an incubation study to see the potential, the maximum potential of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, ammonia, nitrate in the soil, and N2O and ammoniac emissions. Use it, but the ammonia emissions I will not touch in this presentation. And the field trials were replicated multiplot field trials. We measured yield and nutrient use efficiency in cereals. I will show an average of several trials we did in Europe and other out of Europe, vegetables, protein, agri-crops, and fruits, and the comparison between GMPSA inhibited products versus respective uninhibited fertilizer. Our field trials, this is one of the first results here, comparison of nitrate in the soil and ammonia in the soil after fertilizer application. The fertilizer application was here. You see that really quick, the continuous line is a regular CAN fertilizer. We have a really high concentration of nitrate. The dotted line is the nitrificated, the CAN with nitrification inhibitor, where you see already that I had a really low nitrate concentration. And compared to the ammonia, we have a longer lasting availability of ammonia in the soil due to the nitrification inhibitor. Greenhouse gas emissions, N2O and NO. The continuous line is the CAN, and the dotted line, the blue dotted line, is the CAN plus nitrification inhibitor, and you see basically that the reduction of nitrous oxide emissions was more than halved, or even near the check emissions of the control. Even in the macro plots, in market 15N, we see here DMPSA treated CAN, you have a really low level, basically close to the control treatment without fertilizer. Seeing the sources of emissions, the soil alone, the soil has a without the DMPSA treatment gives a lot of nitrification of emissions. Then the 50N labeled ammonia is the light blue, and the dark blue is out of the nitrate emissions. So you see basically after the highest emission factor without the inhibition is due to the nitrate transformations. With the DMPSA you see basically a non-existent emissions out of the fertilizer we applied. So basically the only emission you have is out of the natural soil. In the reduction you see basically up to 100% up to in this study, which was a microplot study, up to 14 days after fertilizer application. Grain yield, the yield results, you see this is a 2-year trial. You see in this trial, okay, the check is quite low. CAN and CAN plus inhibitor, you see basically in the second year we have a higher increase. It's not significant in this case, and you have, as fertilizer practices, you know, depending on climate, once you have effect, once you don't have effect. But on average, you see a consistently better increase or a consistent increase of consistent yield with the nitrification inhibitor. This is maize in corn and in biomass. You see basically a really significant increase in the second year of this trial. The trace gas emissions, nitrous oxide with the nitrification inhibitor was reduced from 13.4 in the second year to 6.2 kilogram per hectare. Nitrous oxide, the denitrous oxide from 0.9 to 0.33 significantly in both years. And this is especially noticeable because nitrous oxide is a higher greenhouse warming potential than regular CO2. Methane, well, it's a quite sink, but not neglectable, and the CO2 emissions are a little bit higher in the fertilizer due to the nature that fertilizer, that is CO2, measures all the soil activity. Most interesting is the yield scaled nitrous oxide emissions in milligram nitrous oxide per kilogram of grain yield, where we reduced basically in a third the emissions in both years from 70s to around 33 to 22 milligram N2O per kilogram of grain yield. Yield scaled NO emissions is the same level, almost a half. First year we did not see any effect, but the second year we reduced it most of the half. And in overall greenhouse warming potential that reflects in more or less a third of the emissions we had without the nitrification inhibitor. So you can see here in the incubation trial we had in the we reduced by almost 100% the emissions of nitrous oxide gases with the use of DMPSA in a commutative area with urea. The M dynamics in the soil, we focus on having an increased ammonia concentration in the soil. This is a trial we've had as a basic fertilizer urea. We see the upper line is how much ammonia is still in the soil after the incubation, during the incubation. In the regular, this is under normal, ammonia concentration is due to the hydrolysis and to the nitrification really quickly reduced without the nitrification inhibitor. Average yield effects, we see this is several trials we did in the last 5 to 10 years. I think since 2008 we did these trials. You see we have a really variety of yield effects. In average we get 4% of yield increase, but it's only due that in some crops we don't have better yield effects. Yeah, but these 4% are consistent over all these crops. Nitrogen use efficiency is in most crops a little bit better than the compared fertilizer without nitrification inhibitor and without DMPSA, especially the grains or the grasses, grass crops, show the better yield and the better nutrient use efficiency. To finish, we see that especially the nitrous oxide emissions decreased by the use of DMPSA compared to CAN in the both years we tested, we showed here. The yield scaled nitrous oxide emissions from CAN plus DMPSA are much better than even the Czech without fertilizer. The grain yield and total dry matter yield in most cases is highest with DMPSA, and it was able to reduce also the nitrate from the other nitrogen soil end sources. In the incubation trial, DMPSA drastically reduced the nitrous oxide emissions compared to the untreated CAN or even the urea, and the ammonium stabilized was around for 4 weeks in this incubation trial. In practice, we see up to 12 weeks effectiveness of the DMPSA molecule. In average, we have a positive yield effect, an average of all the years of 4%, and in average, we have 2% higher nutrient use efficiency. We still work on identifying the most optimum application conditions and most optimum rates of the DMPSA inhibitor fertilizer, and we are testing the combination with other inhibitors, for example, our previous one, DMPP, or even with NBPT, in order to improve even more the agronomic and environmental effects. Thank you very much. We assume that the effect is even in the denitrification. We have still an effect after the transformation of ammonia into nitrate. So we assume that somehow there's even an effect on the denitrification effect of the fertilizer. So that's, but we are still investigating if there's a denitrification effect that could explain this one. Well, there are. I don't know that. I know though there's a company that is producing developing a denitrification inhibitor, but they are seeming to stop this development.
Okay. Thank you for your time.